Have you ever heard the phrase let go or be dragged? Well, for many of us, there are loads of times and situations in our lives where we reach that particular crossroads, where we have a decision we need to make about how we approach a certain problem, a decision between being dragged through that problem or that change, kicking and screaming, or whether we let go, we accept the things that need to change, and then we work on making those changes. And if you're in any situations right now, especially regarding your health and well-being, which feel painful or frustrating or uncomfortable, then you, my friend, are at one of those crossroads. And today's episode is going to help you to decide which road you go down and whether you choose to let go or to be dragged. Welcome to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness, a space where we celebrate you exactly as you are right now, while also looking at realistic and achievable ways that you can increase your fitness, improve your nutrition, and bring more wellness into your busy schedule. We tackle a whole range of subjects from diet culture and healthy weight loss, right through to how to stay motivated, reduce stress, balance fitness and life, and ways to get the most out of your fitness routine. This is your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, perfect if you're a busy woman who sometimes struggles to find time for yourself and who would love to develop a positive mindset and a consistent fitness and wellness routine. I'm Alex, your host, women's fitness and wellness coach, founder of Chick Fit, mum of two, lover of chocolate, wine, and exercise, and believer that we can all find balance in our busy lives. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness. And I hope this is going to be another episode that you absolutely love. And this week, I want to talk a bit about change. Now, it's something I talk about an awful lot on this podcast, of course. But today, I want to go a little bit deeper with this concept of change and more specifically to this idea of letting go of things that are no longer serving us, and finding ways to make change in our lives that are going to help us to feel better, to feel more secure, to feel more like our true selves, and to also help us find that deeper level of satisfaction and peace with who we are, where we are, and what we are working towards. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard this phrase, let go or be dragged, but let's start by talking a bit about that and how it might be showing up in your life. So the idea is that we have certain stages in our lives where we have two basic choices to make. Choice number one is to let go of certain things, whether that's people or situations or beliefs or mindsets, so that we can create space for something new and something better. Choice number two is to hold on to the old ways, to hold on to our existing beliefs and situations, but do you know what? Eventually end up being dragged anyway, whether we like it or not, into that new reality and then having to deal with it. Now, a real classic example of this is the menopause. Now, for many of us, when we get into our 40s, a few things can start happening. We start to get perimenopause symptoms. Maybe we start to gain weight. Maybe our body starts to change and we start to panic about that. Maybe we start to feel anxious and overwhelmed. Maybe we get brain fog. Maybe we start to not feel very much like our old selves anymore. We're trying to navigate this new reality. We realize that we're actually starting to age a little bit. People and things are, quite frankly, pissing us off. You know, our kids might be getting older, getting more independent, leaving home even. And you know what? All of this stuff, when you put it all together, it can be end up being a complete crap show, right? Where we are literally being dragged, kicking and screaming from one side to the other, whether we flip and well like it or not. Because do you know what? Menopause is happening. And we can try and deny it, and we can try and pretend it's not happening, and we can wish it wasn't happening, and we can wish we were 25 again, and we can resist and resist and resist and hold on to the old way of doing things. And all that happens is that we end up feeling lost. We feel frustrated. We feel overwhelmed. We feel dissatisfied with life and with ourselves. We feel low self-esteem, low self-worth. It damages our confidence. We feel angry. We can even feel really, really, really alone. And we can get hyper-focused on all of the things that are going wrong, all of the things that we don't want, all of the things that are not what they used to be. You know, all of the changes that are happening to us that we don't like. And we can end up disappearing down a rabbit hole for a really, really long time. You know, we can get hyper-focused on things like weight loss, And I see this happening quite a lot, is that all of these things start to change, but the thing that we hang on to is, oh my God, I'm putting weight on and I can't stop it. And I've been doing all the old things that I used to do and they're not working anymore. And then we're panicking and we're worrying and we're like, everything's changing, it's never going to change. And blah. Oh, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. And that's what starts to happen when we're holding on, when we're allowing ourselves to be dragged through this, when we're trying to deny that this thing is happening to us, when we're not looking for solutions. But of course, there is also another option. And the other option is acknowledging and embracing the change that is coming, because it's happening, whether we like it or not. It is flipping while happening. And when we can do that, we start to let go of the old beliefs. We start to let go of the old ways of doing things, of the old habits. Maybe even certain situations and people who are dragging us down and simply not serving us anymore. And when we do that, we create space. We open up that new level of possibility. We get to embrace the change. We get to work with it rather than against it. We start to open up to something new, something better, something more empowering. We find more peace, more calm, more balance inside that new reality. And we also allow things to look different to how we expected and to be okay with that as well. And that really is the difference between letting go or being dragged. Because a lot of us can end up being dragged. We are holding on. We are holding on for dear freaking life. And we can't. We've got to let go. We've got to let go. We've got to create space. Now, I've used the menopause as a really clear example of this because I think for sure it's one stage in our lives where we come to that crossroads. But this can happen at any stage. We all get to certain crossroads in our lives and begin to wonder, how did I end up here? Why does this not look the way that I wanted it to? And it is at times like those where we realize that we've got those two possible directions to go into. And I'm going to talk a little bit about three particular ways in which I see this growing up, particularly in the, and or showing up, sorry, in the fitness and wellness world, and how we can maybe see the difference here between holding on, being dragged, and actually letting go. Okay. So the first one I want to talk about is holding on to a particular body ideal or hankering after that 25-year-old body we had. And do you know what? What usually happens is like, oh, I want to be like I was 25 again. I want that body back, without really acknowledging that when we were 25, we were still lacking in confidence. We were still picking out our faults. We were still unhappy with our body then too. But we hold on to it, don't we? We're like, oh my God, I wish I was 25 again. I wish my body was like it was when I was 25. And when we are holding on, it looks like this. It looks like, I'll just do another diet, or I'll stop. I'll do one more diet and I'll stop after I've lost a stone, or everything will be better when I've lost the weight, or everything will be better when I've dropped a dress size. In other words, we're holding on. We are holding on to this ideal. We are chasing, chasing, chasing. We're always feeling dissatisfied. We're always telling ourselves that there is something better on the other side and that all of our problems are going to go away, or they're going to look better when we look a certain way. And that's a really hard place to be. You know, we are in a situation there where we may not realize it, but we are being dragged because we are holding on so tightly to that ideal. We are holding on so tightly to the idea that everything we want is on the other side of the next diet, that we just end up feeling rubbish all the time. But if we can learn to let go in that situation, we start to make peace with where we are. We start to figure out ways of being okay with our body or whatever size it is, whether we lose the weight or whether we don't lose the weight. And that brings with it a certain level of comfort and confidence that we know that we can be okay whether we lose the weight or whether we don't lose the weight. Letting go looks like disengaging with diet culture, as scary as that is. And I know that it is really scary to finally say to yourself, I've had enough. This is not serving me anymore. I can't keep chasing that body that I had 10, 15, 20 years ago. Can't keep doing that to myself anymore. and then disengaging with that idea that small is always better. And this doesn't mean you can never lose the weight. It just means that you stop making your confidence and your self-esteem totally conditional on a number on the scales. And when you start to let go, then you can finally find the freedom that you've been looking for. Because that's what we're looking for, isn't it? We think just one more diet and then I'll be free. I'll feel great. I'll be free. I'll eat really well all the time. I'll exercise regularly. It's going to look amazing. But we all know it's not as simple as that. If it was as simple as that, we'd all go on just one diet in our lives. It would work. We'd be done. Move on. It's not how it works. And so we can be dragged through it. We can be dragged through our entire lives chasing something that feels really hard and feeling rubbish about ourselves, or we can let go. Doesn't mean we can't still change. It doesn't mean we can't still eat better. It doesn't mean that we can't still focus on our well-being. It doesn't mean that we can't lose some weight. But it does mean that we are letting go of making our self-worth be conditional on how we look. And that gives us freedom. Just the expansiveness, the idea of letting go of that feels amazing. Like literally, even as I'm sitting here talking about it, I'm just like feeling so uptight when I'm like, oh, another diet, oh, weight loss. Ah, I feel so much calmer when I'm talking about the letting go part of it. And hopefully you are too. So that's one of the first ones that I see. One of the next ones that I see is holding on to busyness and stress in our lives, telling ourselves, I don't want this. I don't want to be so stressed all the time, while at the same time holding tightly onto those beliefs around what it means to be busy and stressed, i.e. if we're busy and stressed, we're successful. If we're busy and stressed, we are needed. If we are busy and stressed, then all of the things that we've been doing and holding on to all these years are important. They are needed. And holding on here looks like this. It looks like, oh, I'll relax when we've got to the bottom of the to-do list. Or everything on the list has to be done. I can't let any of that go. Or I'm the only one that can do it properly, so I'll do it. I don't let other people do it because I'm the only one that does it properly. Or the dreaded phrase, I prefer it when I'm busy. One of my favourites. When we're saying all those things to ourselves, we are holding on. We are holding on so tight that we will never let go of that stress in our lives. We will keep it coming back and back and back and back. And we'll always feel like we're on the treadmill. And we'll keep telling ourselves, I wish I wasn't so stressed all the time, while at the same time feeling like our success and our worth as a person is tied to how busy we are and how much we get done. And of course, when we keep holding on to that, we just get dragged into that ongoing stress, overwhelm, anxiety, until actually we get dragged into a place where we simply have to pay attention because our health demands it of us. You know, because if we keep doing that to ourselves all the time, eventually our body will say to us, hey, I've had enough. You need to pay attention, and it's going to throw up a big old red flag and you're going to have to stop and you're going to have to go, oh shit, right, now I need to pay attention. So instead, wouldn't it be nice to let go? Wouldn't it be nice to let go of knowing or of trying to get to the bottom of the to-do list? Wouldn't it be nice to just know that you'll never get to the bottom? Because when we're holding on to busyness, you will always find something that needs adding. Believe me, it's always something that needs doing. I look around my house and my garden, I'm like, oh, that needs doing, that needs doing, that needs doing, that needs doing. But God, I refuse to keep adding to my list. I just refuse to. Oh, it'll get done when it needs to get done. It's fine. My new mantra in life actually is, it'll get done. It'll get done. As soon as I'm starting to feel the overwhelm creeping in, as soon as I'm starting to get into that place of, oh, I'll just cross one more thing off my to-do list before I finish, I take a breath and I step back and I go, it will get done. And you know what? It always does. So letting go is a bit of that. Letting go is knowing that you don't have to earn rest and that you are allowed to take time out for yourself regardless of how much you have or you haven't done. And this is really common. You know, I get so many women saying to me, oh yeah, but I don't deserve to rest because I haven't done enough, or I don't feel like I'm allowed to. You know, we've got to We've got to let go of that. We've got to let go of the idea that we've got to earn rest by doing all the time. We're allowed to rest. We're allowed to take time out. And we don't have to prove anything in order to have that rest. We just don't. It's about letting go of the notion that we just naturally like to be busy. We've persuaded ourselves that we naturally like to be busy because when we're busy, we don't have to think about stuff that feels uncomfortable. When we're busy, it means that we are needed. When we're busy, it means that all of those things that we've been doing all our lives are actually important because maybe sometimes if we stop, we realize that they weren't quite as important as we thought they were. That sometimes other people can do stuff, imperfectly maybe, but they can do stuff. They can help us. So when you keep saying to yourself, I just like to be busy all the time, often it means that we're avoiding something. And often it means we're still holding on. We're still holding on to something around what busyness and stress means to us and means about our worth in our lives. And I think it's also about recognizing that our worth is not tied to how much we achieve in a day or a week or a month. That's not what other people value us for. And if they do, then they need to have a word with themselves. Our worth is in who we are. Our worth is in the space that we hold for other people. You know, I've really realized that, you know, as my kids get older, it actually becomes more and more important that I am able to hold space for them because I've got a 15-year-old daughter. She's in year 10. She's just started on doing her GCSE work. And I know that the next year and a half is going to be quite stressful for her. Now, what's going to help her? Is it me rushing around, being busy all the time, not having time to talk to her, to be there for her, to be present for her? Or am I going to serve her better by actually holding space for her? And what's she going to appreciate more? Is she going to be like, well, you were there for me, Mum, but do you know what? You didn't clean the flipping kitchen, did you? No, she's going to be like, you were there for me. She didn't care about the kitchen, whether that's clean. She just wants me to be there. She wants me to support her through that. And that's what I need to be there for. So, you know, we believe that our worth is tied to what we achieve in a day, to all of the things that we do, to crossing all the things off the to-do list. But our worth is actually in who we are to the people around us. Our worth is in being able to hold some space for them. And we can't do that if we are always on the go. So are you holding on? Are you going to eventually be dragged? And continue to be dragged into the stress and the overwhelm until, you know, your body starts to raise that flag and say, hey, I need you to listen. Or are you going to let go? Are you going to allow yourself to do that? And then the final one I'm going to talk about today, and these, by the way, these are not all the things. These, I think, are just some really good examples of where we tend to have that choice between holding on and letting go. And the final one is this, telling ourselves that we'll start to exercise when we've got time and that the time is not now. And this is another biggie, right? We get into that cycle of putting our well-being at the bottom of the list all the time. We only do exercise when we feel like everything else is done, kind of ties into the point I made previously about the stress and the busyness. And of course, you know, it is either rare or never that everything else is done. And believing that we're going to get around to it one day. And holding on here is dangerous because believe me, when I say that our bodies aren't going to sit there and go, oh, well, she's just a bit busy at the moment. Don't worry. We'll wait. We'll wait until she's got time. We'll wait until she starts paying attention. No, that's not what's happening. Our bodies are changing. And we get to choose if our bodies are changing in a good, positive way or if our bodies are changing in a less good, less positive way. You know, and this is another place where eventually we might be all right now, but eventually we can be dragged there if we are not paying enough attention. If we're not looking after ourselves, we can easily be dragged into a place that we do not want to be. You know, and when we're holding on here, it looks like this. It looks like, oh, I'll get started after I finish this project, or I'll get started when the kids have started school, or I'll get started when I'm not so busy, or I'll get started when the time feels right, or I'm not motivated right now. I'll wait until I'm motivated. Or, oh, I'm no good at being consistent. I'm just an all or nothing person. And when we're saying all those things to ourselves, we're holding on and eventually we are going to be dragged. We are going to be dragged. but instead we get to choose to let go. So we can let go of things like the all or nothing myth, that idea that either we need to do all the things or it's not worth doing anything at all. It's rubbish. I've talked about it a lot before, and nobody, none of my clients, none of my members are allowed to say that about themselves. I'm going to make absolutely sure that nobody says that about themselves, because we just set ourselves up for failure when we do that. So we've got to let go of that all or nothing myth. It's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish. And we need to be allowing ourselves to do small little things, to take small actions. Letting go is also about letting go of the idea that there is a right time, and instead just getting started. Just getting started in the smallest, simplest, easiest way that you can. I know you're busy. I know that time feels limited. But believe me when I say just a couple of 20-minute sessions a week could make the world of difference. They are a start. And they will be so, so important if you can give that to yourself. If you can let go of the notion that you're always too busy, that you never have the time, that the time is never right. And you can start to take those small steps. They're going to make all the difference. They're going to increase your energy, increase your motivation, keep you more focused as well. My brain is definitely more focused when I look after myself and when I exercise. So, like I say, that's another place where we can either hold on to those old ideas, those old myths around not being able to get started for whatever reason that is. And actually, do you know what? Just letting go of that and just going, do you know what? I just need to start. I just need to do something. It doesn't even matter what it is. I just need to do something. And that's where we get to just let go of those expectations. Now, like I say, these are just a couple of examples. There are many, many, many more where we hold on tightly and we end up being dragged either very quickly or over a longer period of time, or where we can let go. And when we let go, we allow space and we allow possibility, and we can start to make change. And whether you identify with one of those or whether it's something else completely, what I want you to take away from this episode is that there will be certain times in your life where you will have this decision to make, where you're going to reach a crossroads and you realize that something has to change in your life. And we always have those options. We have the one which may feel more known, which may feel more comfortable right now, which is to hold on and hope for the best and hope that something just magically changes by itself. Or the option where we acknowledge that we might need to let go of certain things so that we can change and we can grow and we can step into something much, much better. Now, like I say, the first one of those can feel easy and comfortable and familiar, but it ultimately involves more pain while you are forcibly dragged through to the other side, while this second one involves maybe a bit more discomfort up front as you do look at those beliefs and those feelings and those habits, but which ultimately are so much less painful and which ultimately take you to a much, much better place much more quickly. So if you're at a crossroads right now, if you are aware that something maybe needs to change for you, then you simply have to ask yourself which choice you make. Do you choose to let go, or do you choose to ultimately be dragged? And on that note, I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to leave you to mull that one over, to have a little think about, because I know for sure that we all have, probably loads of you have got examples in your lives right now where you are holding on and where you need to take a step back and you need to let go. So I'm going to let you mull that one over, have a think about it. Good luck with that. And I will see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, beautiful people. If you have loved listening in and want to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, then simply subscribe or follow the podcast on your favourite podcast player right now. You can also come and join me on the socials at Alex Chickfit, and I'll see you again next time.